This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the temporary ceasefire, has been extended by another 2 days. There are another 11 hostages who right now have just been handed over to Israeli and Red Cross authorities. From the Hamas terrorists, they include nine children and two mothers. And nearly all of them have relatives who have either been killed on October 7th or are still being held hostage. Meanwhile, a lot of Americans feel that we've been held hostage in an already endless presidential campaign. And it's endless partially because it's so complicated, because a campaign involves not only your normal scattering of debates and rallies and events and confrontations and policy proposals, but it also includes 91 indictments of the former president and the very commanding lead-enjoying a front runner for the Republican nomination. That would be Donald J. Trump. It's very interesting that Maureen Dowd, liberal columnist for the New York Times, actually every year on Thanksgiving weekend, she turns over her column to her brother, Kevin, who's a Reagan conservative. And I've enjoyed Kevin's writing and found myself in agreement with it basically all the time. And this year, his writing for Thanksgiving weekend just finished. He calls it My Brother's Holiday Lament. That's what Maureen Dowd calls it. We will get to that coming up. Meanwhile, there has been not a lament, but a great deal of publicity about an attempt to consolidate around Nikki Haley as the leading alternative to President Trump. And there are articles everywhere. I mean, New York Times and Wall Street Journal and Los Angeles Times and Washington Post, and even one from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, which is one of the leading middle-of-the-country papers. There's a column by Lynn Schmidt, and she writes, "It is time for Republicans who care about foreign policy, who are hawkish on national security, or who want to win back the White House to get behind Nikki Haley. The former South Carolina governor and UN ambassador has what it takes to keep America safe. What she does not have is enough support from Republican primary voters. Haley's campaign comes at a time when GOP voters prefer personality over policy and seem soft on Russian President Vladimir Putin. Can Haley land her message of carrying a big stick, following in the footsteps of the 26th President of the United States and fellow Republican Theodore Roosevelt, who used the phrase to describe his foreign policy to the American people? Will she be able to move enough voters between now and the primaries?" That big stick remark, by the way, he made it when he spoke at the Minnesota State Fair. And he spoke citing what he said was an ancient African slogan, "Speak softly, but carry a big stick." And President Roosevelt wasn't particularly known for speaking softly. He was an enthusiastic public speaker. But so is Nikki Haley. And can Haley land her message of carrying a big stick, following in the footsteps of the 26th president And will she be able to move enough voters between now and the primaries, asks Lynn Schmidt of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. With the GOP presidential primary field winnowing, Haley remains the clearest opponent to the former president, especially when it comes to matters of foreign policy, national security, and military defense. She's knowledgeable and articulate on the threats facing the United States and the democracies around the world. Back in September, Haley told a reporter from Reuters that she wants Americans to know why a win for Russia is a win for China. She went on to connect the dots between Ukraine and Russia and China and Taiwan, explaining, if Ukraine wins, China walks away and does not invade Taiwan. Haley has consistently denounced Russia in her first speech before the UN Security Council. I didn't know this. In 2017, she'd just been appointed by President Trump. Haley criticized Russia for invading Ukraine and the annexation of the Crimean Peninsula in 2014. Haley was one of the Trump administration's fiercest critics of Russia, declaring that we should never trust Russia and Russia is never going to be our friend. Does it sound realistic to you? Or delusional? No, it's not delusional. It's realistic. When you talk about never trusting Russia, President Reagan said, trust but verify. Haley has argued for strengthening the U.S. relationship with Taiwan and other Asian allies as one way to get tough on China. She would plan to build up the U.S. military as a deterrent and has said, we need to let China know where that there will be hell to pay if they touch Taiwan. Haley has also been a strong defender of Israel. She is supportive of our NATO allies and has even recommended Ukraine join NATO, which is quite a difference from actually hinting, as President Trump has repeatedly since his first campaign in 2016, hinted that he favors the U.S. leaving NATO. No, that's not Nikki Haley. Trump continuously praises Putin and calls Putin's invasion of Ukraine smart. Trump referred to Hezbollah, the Iran-backed militant group, as very smart. Trump told a crowd in Iowa that he would not back a NATO country if Russia attacked them. Well, it's great to let the Russians know that. And has repeatedly stated his desire to withdraw the U.S. from NATO if he were reelected. If Haley's strong foreign policy cred is not enough to persuade voters, then maybe her electability will do the trick. The most recent New York Times Siena poll of battleground states of Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin shows Haley beating President Biden in all six battleground states. Haley leads by a much wider margin than Trump against Biden in four of the six. An Emerson College poll shows Haley beating Biden in New Hampshire, 45-39%. Haley's path to beating Trump will be challenging, for sure. It will likely take independents and Democrats voting in open Republican primaries like the primary elections we have in Missouri, and they have in New Hampshire, by the way, too, to even get her close to the former president. If you believe in peace through strength, then pick Nikki. The thing about having independents participate in the Republican primaries, and that's true in more than a dozen states, key primary states, including New Hampshire. In other words, why would anyone who is a Democrat go to vote for or against President Biden? He very clearly will be the Democratic nominee unless he withdraws, and he won't have withdrawn by the time the primaries happen. So that means that you have a vote and you can influence. Don't wait for November to vote against Trump if you want to vote against Trump. If you're an independent, you can go ahead and cross over and vote Republican. So what does that mean? We will get to that, to a lament for the country at Thanksgiving. And a special letter to the president from a grieving father. That and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
I would not, under any circumstances, have any interest in you.
Michael Medved.
You're a disgrace.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 2 decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, according to a November CNN University of New Hampshire poll, Nikki Haley's support in New Hampshire has grown by 8 points to 20%. She's trailed by Christie, a harsh Trump critic, in third, with DeSantis a distant fourth. He really hasn't competed in New Hampshire. He has been focusing all of his attention on Iowa, where he just got the endorsement of the most prominent Christian conservative organizer in a state where evangelical voters are very plentiful. And remember that there were past winners in the Iowa caucuses like Rick Santorum and Mike Huckabee and Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz beat Donald Trump in the Iowa caucuses in 2016. So what are the chances that DeSantis pulls off a surprise this time? He's endorsed by the governor, Kim Reynolds. Who knows? Generally, in terms of money and organization, DeSantis has spent most of his money so far on his Never Go Back, which is his super PAC. And it's basically that the chair of that operation has just resigned. And to resign when you're basically 6 weeks away, is that what we are, from the Iowa caucuses? Something like that. Maybe 7 weeks, but it's soon. And believe it or not, December 6th, they're coming up with the next debate. And this another debate that Donald Trump is planning to miss. And report at CNN says that as Nikki Haley has risen in polls, so has her viability among top political donors. Some donors are describing Haley's candidacy as one that's creating enthusiasm among party leaders. And a piece in the Wall Street Journal by John McCormick says that Haley would be likely a safer bet for the GOP. This is the Wall Street Journal. Would be a safer bet for the GOP than Trump in a general election against President Biden. Recent national polls and battleground state polls suggest, in part, because she appeals more to the independent voters who typically decide close elections. Haley rarely mentions DeSantis directly, though she does note that she didn't attend an Ivy League school like he did. He went to Yale. And that she isn't a lawyer like he is. The Clemson University grad, trained as an accountant, does increasingly mention Trump. Chaos follows him everywhere he goes, she said during an appearance in Iowa. Is that terribly unfair? Don't complain about what happens in a general election if you don't play in the caucus. And what she's talking about is his refusal to appear or participate in debates. And then they have late last month, there was an Iowa poll that showed Haley and DeSantis tied at 16% with Trump at 43%. She appears to be going up, but not enough to catch Trump in every state poll at the moment. In the interview of the Wall Street Journal, Haley suggested the race is down to her and Trump. We're second place in Iowa, second place in New Hampshire, second place in South Carolina, she said. I just got one more fella I got to catch up to. New Hampshire's primary is 8 days after Iowa's January caucuses on January 15th. As of Friday, the Haley campaign had more advertising booked for December than any other candidate, according to ad tracker Ad Impact, while noting that 95% of donations to the campaign have been $200 or less. Haley said she isn't concerned about looking too cozy with establishment players. I will take any support from anyone, she said. Haley, who served at the UN for roughly 2 years, said in the interview that one major way she differs from Trump is how she says things. Tone matters, she said. We'd battle it out at the Security Council, and when we're walking out of that room, I'd say, well, how's your son? They knew I was tough on them, but they weren't trying to get away with anything. But at the end of the day, what does it take to get the job done? I don't think you push people away. Haley, who has been boosted by well-received debate performances, is convinced she can peel away Trump supporters by both emphasizing her general election strength in hypothetical polls against Biden and suggesting she could help GOP candidates down the ballot. This isn't just about winning the presidency, she said. Nor is it really about winning the presidency. The big debate that is happening, and I am actually fascinated to watch it. We've never had anything like this. It's a debate between one guy who's running for president. His name is Ron DeSantis. And another guy who says he's not running for president. His name is Gavin Newsom. He's the governor of California. They're going to be debating on Fox News. And that's coming up on the 30th of November, so we're talking about 4 days from now. Is that right? Yeah. It's coming up this week, and it should be a really very big event. And again, why? Because if there is going to be some kind of last-minute Democratic push to try to get Biden to retire. And by the way, he has a perfect excuse for retiring. It would follow Lyndon Johnson. Lyndon Johnson, when he pulled out of a race that he was expected to run, and many people expected him to win, but Johnson pulled out after a very disappointing victory. He won the New Hampshire primary, but the opposition got 43%. So at some point or other, Johnson pulled out and said, I am going to have to concentrate all my energy on trying to get peace in Vietnam, trying to settle this war. And therefore, I can't devote myself to politics. Now, if Biden said something like this, that he was going to devote all of his energy to three things, which is reviving the U.S. economy and having some progress in getting a peace, not just peace, but Israeli victory in the war in Gaza, and helping to assure Ukrainian victory in the war in Europe. If he said, I'm going to concentrate all on that, leave the politics to other people, well, then we'll see. Is the Gavin Newsom debate coming up with Ron DeSantis a way of actually looking at this differently and with fresh eyes? We'll get to that and more, and a passionate letter to President Biden as well, coming up on the MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show.
That's really inappropriate.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News update. The mayor of Burlington, Vermont, expressed shock at the shooting of three college students of Palestinian descent in his city.
This horrific, unprovoked attack was a tragic violation of the values and character of this welcoming, inclusive community.
Bureau Weinberg thanked law enforcement for swiftly apprehending the suspect, 48-year-old Jason Eaton. Eaton pleaded not guilty in court this morning. U.S. military officials reported that a Navy warship, the USS Mason, faced a missile attack from a rebel-controlled area in Yemen Sunday. The incident occurred occurred as the Mason responded to a distress call from a commercial tanker in the Gulf of Aden, whose crew reported being under attack by an unknown entity. And Sunday marked a new single-day travel record at the nation's airports, with the TSA reporting that over 2.9 million people passed through security checkpoints as they returned home from Thanksgiving. Airlines also reported record numbers. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy a $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is some good news that I think has gotten less attention than it deserves. And that's one of my specialties, I'd like to think, is bringing people face-to-face with good and encouraging news that may have been ignored by mainstream media. This is news from the Middle East. Turns out the Israel Defense Forces have confirmed that they have eliminated, and that's the term they used, five senior Hamas commanders, and that they did this prior to the ceasefire. They were just recognizing that there's going to be no confrontations, there were going to be hostage releases, but prior to the ceasefire, they eliminated Ahmed Gandour, Ayman Silam, Farsan Khalifa, Rafet Salman, and Wa'il Rajab, who were among the top-ranking operatives in Hamas. The commanders operated both in the Gaza Strip and in the West Bank and participated in planning the October 7th massacre. The IDF confirmed yesterday that during combat in the Gaza Strip prior to the operational pause, IDF aircraft directed by Israel Defense Forces and Israel ISA intelligence eliminated, among others, these five senior Hamas commanders in the Gaza Strip. Now you may say, "But this is so awful. You're celebrating the death of these guys who they must have families, they must have some kind of excuse in mind for any excess killings that they engaged in." Look, these are people who want to kill my family. And they do. Well, how do I know? They've said so. And they've been very clear about it. It's not just people who live in kibbutzim in southern Israel. It's Jewish people everywhere. And when I say they want to kill my family, with my brother having built his life in Israel over the last 40 years, yes, it's quite literally that. And given the fact that I can tell you that, contrary to Hamas, that the people in Israel they are trying to kill want peace. And this goes back to that old means, it seems to me, of clarifying the entire nature of what this dispute is, which is that people know that if Hamas and the other Palestinian radical groups put down their guns tomorrow, that there would be peace tomorrow. And it would be relatively easy. But unfortunately, the Hamas charter from 1989 says that their purpose is to wipe out the state of Israel and basically to wipe out the Jewish people. And the other equivalent is, yes, if the Palestinians, if the terrorists put down their guns, there would be peace tomorrow. And if Israel unilaterally put down its guns, there would be mass killing everywhere. And horrible mass killing. There is much more going on. And one of the things that's going on is part of the legal attack to try to prevent Donald Trump from entering the White House for a second term. The Colorado Supreme Court has scheduled a hearing in the Trump 14th Amendment case. What this is a group of lawyers and activists who have gone together and looked at a clause of the 14th Amendment, which was passed in 1868, that says that if somebody is engaged in an insurrection, they are not eligible for federal office. And the Colorado Supreme Court has agreed to consider appeals in a case over whether former President Donald Trump should be barred from the state's 2024 primary ballot. The Denver-based court Tuesday scheduled an oral argument. The oral argument is coming up December 6th. That's the same day as the Republican debate. The case stems from a lawsuit filed by six Colorado voters who argue that Trump is disqualified from holding office under a Civil War-era insurrection clause in the 14th Amendment due to his involvement in the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Both parties appealed a Denver District Court decision from earlier this month that said that Trump should be placed on Colorado's March presidential primary ballot. Although Judge Sarah B. Wallace ruled that Trump engaged in insurrection within the meaning of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which prohibits a person who did so after taking an oath to support the Constitution from ever holding office again, she held that the clause does not apply to the presidency. Each side will have 1 hour to present its oral argument, starting at 1 p.m. on December 6th in the Supreme Court of Colorado courtroom. But if it goes to Colorado, regardless of what they find, is it likely to be picked up at that point from the Colorado Supreme Court to the federal Supreme Court? It depends on what they decide. Certainly, if they are going to be declaring Trump ineligible under the 14th Amendment, which I think is highly unlikely. And by the way, it's not the right way to stop Trump, if for people who are determined to do that. Because I think that what you get is, with all of these legal cases and all of these trials and all of these confrontations and all of these different judges and their relationships to Trump and the gag orders and this and that, it lends credence to his idea that there is a whole malevolent establishment who is out to get him, who is out to stop him from redeeming our country by coming back to the White House and making America great again. There's a new sign that they have manufactured that has begun to pop up at Trump rallies, and it says, "Thank you, Trump, save America again." Meanwhile, you can save some of your sanity, I think, by subscribing to our new Substack newsletter, Michael Medved's Context, placing today's big events in the perspective of past and future. Go to michaelmedved.substack.com and sign up today. Yeah, it's fresh, it's free, and it's uncensored. And it's going to include more information about some of the movies we review, including one of the movies that was a surprise, I think, how strong it was at the box office, Napoleon, which with all the controversy about it and with French critics condemning it because still a lot of affection for Napoleon over in France. And the film, how do you say, it presents some of his flaws that led to 3 million people. 3 million people at that time of a much smaller world population being killed in Napoleonic Wars in Europe. We will get to more on Napoleon later in this show. Meanwhile, what next concerning the world of Gaza? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
You know what? This makes me sick.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
The Michael Medved Show, Representative George Santos of New York, just in time for the Black Friday, I guess, just in time for the weekend after the Thanksgiving holiday, he got very religious and compared himself to the biblical figure Mary Magdalene. Okay, as he railed against colleagues in the House who want to expel him, he was speaking on an X space about an expected vote to boot him from Capitol Hill. And that vote is coming. I mean, anybody out there, by the way, who wants to defend George Santos? Seriously, for this, we'll open immediately to your call. Anybody who thinks that George Santos is getting a raw deal. I mean, the idea the House Ethics Committee has found that he actually was guilty of using the credit card numbers of people who donated his campaign to help pay for his visit to OnlyFans, to a porn website, and for purchasing wardrobe. I mean, really. He spoke on X space about the vote to boot him from Capitol Hill, and he defended himself by portraying other members of Congress as criminals. Within the ranks of the United States Congress, there's felons galore. Would that be a good title for a film or a book or something? Felons galore? I remember there was a character in a James Bond film who also was something else galore. But I think that's considered tasteless to even say now. Within the ranks of the United States Congress, there's felons galore, Santos told media personality Monica Matthews, who hosted the X Space. There's people with all sorts of shiesty backgrounds, and all of a sudden George Santos is the Mary Magdalene of the United States Congress. And again, it's one of those things where Mary Magdalene, according to the biblical account in the New Testament, she had to be expunged, have demons expunged from her. And is that what we're waiting for on George Santos? Here was how he spoke about his colleagues in the Congress. Listen.
I was, as we joke around a lot in my circles, we're like, oh my God, you were the it girl. Everybody wanted you until nobody wanted me. Within the ranks of the United States Congress, there's felons galore. There's people with all sorts of shiesty backgrounds. And all of a sudden, George Santos is the Mary Magdalene of United States Congress.
Okay. Honestly, I'm not sure that this is such a good analogy. Remember when he used to say that he was Jewish? And then he said, no, I'm not Jewish. I'm Jew-ish. I'm George Santos? Really? Again, it does seem to me that it might give some background, some help to unifying the Congress, because this is one of those things where we can definitely be bipartisan. By the way, that congressional seat is going to be very hotly contested, because the guy who used to hold that seat, Tom Suozzi, is running for it again. He's a Democrat, but there are a bunch of other Democrats running, and the Democrats are so divided that there may be a chance for the Republicans to hold that Long Island congressional seat. We'll talk more about the prospects for Republican control of both houses of Congress coming up. But the question about who controls Gaza when the war is over is a profound question. And the point that is made in a important piece in the Wall Street Journal by Eugene Kontorovich and Itamar Marcus is that this idea that, well, turn it over to the Palestinian Authority and everything will be fine, it's not going to be acceptable to Israel, and it shouldn't be acceptable to any sane people. Videos on Fatah channels, that's Palestinian Authority, boast of their participation, proclaiming that Fatah is fighting with the rest of the resistance groups in the Al-Aqsa Flood. The Al-Aqsa Flood was the name of the operation that Hamas did on October 7th, killing some 1,200 mostly civilians in southern Israel. And on October 7th, death notices appeared on Telegram announcing the funerals, or weddings as they put it, of Fatah martyrs who died that morning in the attack on Israel. These death notices also reveal the involvement of other Palestinian factions, such as the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. Fatah and the other factions didn't plan or lead the operation since they lacked the resources in Gaza to do so. But based on their own claims, they piggybacked on the atrocity. Reports began circling on November 19th that the Al-Aqsa Brigade, the Martyrs Brigade as they call it, had taken and held hostages from Israel, but transferred them to Hamas. Fatah officials haven't disavowed the terrorists. Instead, they've celebrated their dirty work. The official Palestinian Authority news described the attack as a heroic battle and called on Palestinians to escalate confrontation in all arenas. Now, given the fact that Israel right now has a very formidable force dedicated to making sure that there are no further attacks, why would you hand over control of Gaza to an organization where they want to escalate confrontation in all arenas? A senior Fatah official proclaimed on Palestinian television on October 10th, 3 days after the attack, that our brothers in the Gaza Strip are a source of pride, heroism, and honor. Mr. Abbas, that's Mahmoud Abbas, the 88-year-old president of the Palestinian Authority, responded immediately on October 7th by declaring Palestine having a right to self-defense, as if there was something involving self-defense by crossing over the border into Israel and killing civilians. Mr. Abbas hasn't even denounced the holding of innocent hostages by members of his faction. His advisor, Mahmoud al-Habash, made this clear. Has anyone heard from President Mahmoud Abbas? One word against the Hamas movement. Many see senior Palestinian Authority official Hussein al-Sheikh as a possible successor to Mr. Abbas. Mr. Al-Sheikh went further, announcing that now is the time for Palestinian unity with the terrorists. All of this is so deeply problematic, and the piece by Kantorovich and Marcus ends by saying, Israel will win this war. Hamas will be defeated. The international community can't expect a victorious Israel to implement any version of its adversary's aims. Handing Gaza to the Palestinian Authority would do just that. That does not necessarily rule out the idea of some kind of coalition of Arab states that might include some of the Abraham Accord states, like the United Arab Emirates or Bahrain, states that have some financial resources. If you take a group under international supervision with some Israeli participation, and after basically cleaning up from these terrorist murderers, that is going to be necessary. Coming up, the U.S. says Somali pirates were likely behind an attempted tanker's seizure near Yemen. The Pentagon has said that the attempted hijacking was likely the work of Somali pirates rather than Houthi fighters. What a world we live in. You would think that pirates would be something in the past? Not in today's world. There is much more about politics at home and warfare abroad and the relationship between those two subjects. And why is it that so many people are running away from Congress? And what does a mourning father want from President Biden in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.